With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Depending on which time zone you're in right now, it's either Christmas or getting very close to it. Around the world, hundreds of millions of Christians are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Powerful winter storm blasting Southern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sirard says mudslides and debris slides are a major issue.
Folks are near the foothills and especially near the burn areas. A lot of folks have evacuated, and if anybody's there, there's still a danger of some mudslides, mud flows, which could impact homes. It could be a life-threatening. So, you know, that's why the local emergency managers encourage folks to evacuate some of these areas. It's that volatile with this kind of high-intensity rainfall.
That system likely to produce 3 to 6 inches of rain in the coastal and 11 inches in the foothills and mountains. If you are able to travel, petroleum analysts say this Christmas season, the cheapest at the pump since 2020.
It's some relief as families juggle higher costs elsewhere. Right now, gas prices are sitting below $3 a gallon in 40 states. The cheapest, Oklahoma, leading the nation with averages as low as $2.30 to $2.37 a gallon. The most expensive, Hawaii, at $4.44 a gallon. California next, around $4.30 to $4.45 a gallon.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. France, Germany, United Kingdom, and the EU criticizing a U.S. decision to impose travel bans on 5 Europeans that the Trump administration accuses of pressuring a number of different technology firms to censor or suppress American views. This is SRN News. Do you spread the gospel?
If the answer is no, you are not alone. A new poll from the Barna Group finds just 31% of Christians say they believe that they have a personal responsibility to try and tell others about faith in Christ. That's down from 41% back in 2002, the highest percentage Barna recorded in the past 25 years. The most disturbing thing about these numbers is that even as evangelism wanes, an increasing number of unsaved Americans say they are interested in the gospel. Michael Harrington reporting.
Department of Health and Human Services unveiling a series of actions designed to keep kids from undergoing sex change operations. Now, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says, quote, "This is not medicine. It is malpractice. Sex rejecting procedures rob children of their futures." This is SRN News. The stocks Wednesday drifting to more records on a holiday shortened day of trading. Here's Seth Soutell.
The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 288 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.2%. Markets closed early for Christmas Eve. They'll remain closed on Thursday for Christmas. Dynavax Technologies soared 38%. The vaccine maker is being bought by the French pharmaceutical company Sanofi in a deal worth about $2.2 billion. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.13%. Seth Soutell, New York.
And the U.S. economy expanding at a very strong 4.3% annual rate. That in the period of July through September, consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. More details, srnnews.com.